on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the Democratic National Convention is wrapping up. Vice President Kamala Harris and the nominee Kamala Harris is addressing a rapturous crowd. Slightly more Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, but the number of claims remains at healthy levels. Jobless claims rose by 4,000 to 232,000 for the week of August 17th, the Labor Department reported on Thursday. New Jersey Democrats face a short time frame, just 1 week, to name their successor to Congressman Bill Pascarelle, who died yesterday. Over the next week, the several hundred Democratic County Committee members from across the 9th District will meet to pick a new nominee to fill out the balance of his term. When it comes to the best companies to work for in New Jersey, three of the top 10 have their headquarters here.
Forbes has put out its annual Best Employers by State list, carrying out surveys of 160,000 workers. Of the companies with 500 or more staffers, Cherry Hill-based TD Bank ranked fourth, Kenilworth-based Merck was eighth, and New Brunswick's Johnson & Johnson ranked 10th. The top-ranked employer in New Jersey this year was H&R Block. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey is home to a variety of locally grown fresh fruits and vegetables. Some people may be torn as to whether or not they should buy organic or non-organic produce. The main difference between organic and traditional farming is the use of chemical fertilizers and pesticides, says New Jersey Secretary of Agriculture Ed Wengren.
So there's naturally occurring pesticides and there's naturally occurring fertilizers such as manure, poultry waste, compost materials. Those are natural fertilizers that organic farms use.
He says while organic fruits and veggies are a bit more expensive because it's more labor intensive to make them, most people know what they're getting and are willing to shell out a few more extra bucks. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And are we due for some sun tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
It's 11:03. Here's fast traffic.
On the New Jersey Turnpike, the northbound truck lanes are closed. The southbound car lanes are closed. We've got a pair of accidents on the Turnpike. Now, one is in the southbound truck lanes south of exit 13A in Elizabeth, but it's on the right shoulder. Farther south, past exit 3 in Runnymede, you have a crash in the right lane. And there's northbound work at 3 and again at exit 5. Northbound 1 and 9 Express in Newark, the accident cleared before the Skyway. Now, 24 West, we've confirmed it is construction in Summit, slowing your ride 9A toward exit 8. Two left lanes are closed. Northbound 287 still slow with the road work between exit 8 and exit 10. That's also two left lanes that are closed in Piscataway. 78 West has the work near exit 3 Pohatcong. And watch for work on the Parkway North, 69 up towards 74 in Ocean County. Northbound from 141 to 143, southbound into 144, and southbound near exit 98 in Wall. 295 North is closed in Westville between exit 25 and 26 with the northbound ramp from the 42 freeway shut down as well. And 280 West crawling over the Stickle Bridge into Newark. Just the left lane gets by with fix-up work. Two lanes to be closed upstairs at the George Washington Bridge. Cars and buses plan on the lower deck instead. We're not doing badly at the Lincoln. The Holland will be losing a lane shortly. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Sport 1118. Image Torres on New Jersey 101.5.
Making sense of the stories. Digging into detail. Asking tough questions. This is the news department of New Jersey 101.5.
Looking to add a...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clear and cool for the overnight. It will be a crisp start to the day. Lows around 55 to 60 degrees. And for the rest of your Friday forecast, mostly sunny and pleasant. Break from the typical August humidity will continue. Highs generally in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Clear skies again for Friday night. Lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And another beautiful day in store for Saturday. Sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs again ranging from the upper 70s to the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
We have 65 degrees in Patterson, 67 degrees in Long Branch, 59 degrees in Vineland.